T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
All right, thank you for hanging out with us on what is developing into an interesting and newsworthy Friday. This hour on The Score brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
I should have lowered the bar for expectations on that. I had higher expectations of thinking people. Maybe I failed to realize sometimes they're baseball reporters.
Well, we would have talked more about the Addison Russell press conference and expectations ahead of it if not for the breaking Colin Kaepernick news, and I probably would have lowered your expectations because I guarantee you that he's not Theo, and most aren't.
Oh, my issue is not with Addison Russell today.
But my point is that I don't think he was sharing a lot of details even to those questions.
No one tried, though. They failed to try. They almost across the board. I don't know how many questions he answered.
A lot.
15, 20?
Yeah.
How many of them reflected on the human condition and pathological behavior? You know, behavioral issues.
Right.
Well, how do your teammates feel about this? Who cares? Who cares right now?
I'm with you, man.
I said I cooled off during the break and... I guess I haven't. I'm disappointed. We're better than that as media, are we not?
I agree with you, and if you don't like the answers to the questions, some of the blame should come on the interviewer and the people asking the questions. I absolutely agree with that. I'm just saying he sounded to me so scripted and so brief. I've heard Addison Russell talk before.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Zawoski used to host events with him, and he was sharing on Twitter that he doesn't normally sound like that. His English is good. He shortened up there. He was very clearly coached to have brief answers and to stick to the points. Thank you for the question. I'm not proud of who I was. I'm working to be better in the future. So I'm not saying that you're wrong. You're obviously right. They did not focus enough on the human condition and the root cause. What are you learning
What's
in therapy?
At the root, yes.
Yeah, right. I am 100% with you. I want to make that clear. I'm just saying... He was clearly coached by the Cubs or his counselor or the media relations staff or any of them all. And they should coach him, but he was coached to be brief.
I thought our Bruce Levine was going in the right direction when he started to talk about all of us being products of how we were raised. And I would have liked to have heard that pressed more. What about his childhood or early adult life leads him to those egregious behaviors that put him in this position, that damaged his family so much? And what specifically is he doing, has he done, to make amends with the mother of his child? What is he doing? Is she receptive to him? Will she ever forgive him? How important is that to you, Addie, that you rectify things? Because of all the things you wrecked, all the sordid details we learned in Melissa Reedy's post back in the fall, it's just stunning to me. It was so empty of important content. And I don't blame Addison Russell, and I don't blame the Cubs. I blame those asking the questions. And a couple of you said, well, why weren't you out there? You know, because I'm here. I would expect trained members of the media to be, capable of listening and following up when it's essential. We're all taught to do that when we go to journalism or broadcast school. We're all trained to do it. And they failed to. I don't know if I've ever been more disappointed in how media handled a news conference, ever, with a sports figure.
That's damning. You've heard a lot of them.
It's stunningly, I can't believe it. You get a big fat F, every F in one of you.
We are going to reach out to Bruce Levine and get him on the show later on. Also, some really sad news, unfortunately, to pass along, but I do think it's a public service with these airwaves when public safety is potentially in danger. There are now reports of an active shooting investigation going on in Aurora, Illinois, at the Henry Pratt Company, 401 South Highland Avenue. Both NBC and WGN locally are reporting an active shooter investigation. Looks like the intersection of Archer and Highland. Reports of an active shooter in Aurora. So if you're in the area, obviously steer clear, take shelter, and stay safe. As we get more details to pass along, we, of course, will do so.
Yeah, fingers crossed for everybody involved.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on that.
I'm not a man of prayer. I would say prayers.
Right, exactly. Thoughts involved there. And we'll just pass along information as we can. But again, that's at, according to NBC, 401 South Highland Avenue in Aurora. We'll go back to the Addison Russell news. Plenty of Cubs fans seemingly would like to weigh in. Mac, there's a full board of calls. You want to pick one?
Sure. Let's try Eric in Joliet. Eric, thanks for checking in on us. You're on the score. What's
hey,
up?
What's up, fellas?
You turn.
All right. Yeah. Hey, I've also calmed down a little myself. But I was kind of irritated with the way that you guys were portraying the news conference.
In what way, Eric?
Well, just as far as, you know, how you were saying that it was scripted. And I mean, I don't really understand. What do you think this kid's going to say?
I don't know what he's going to say. Yeah, he just turned 25 last month.
Okay, and at 25, that's still young. I came from an abusive family. I went through a lot of stuff. At 40 years old, I still go through things that I'm still working through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if you were a public figure, you probably would have to address those.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And I agree with that fully. I think I would point more blame at the Cubs organization than at Addison himself.
Should they have asked the questions? Should they have asked the questions, Eric?
He's still working through it himself.
Are you talking about the press conference or the abuse itself?
The press conference.
Okay. Just the press conference.
Well, I mean, you guys are saying it sounded scripted.
It was scripted.
But, well, of course. I mean, what do you want this kid to say? You want him to come out there and cry his eyes out?
No, I want him to speak from the heart. I want him to be forthright. I think he owes it to Melissa Reedy, his children, and anybody else who's a domestic abuser.
I agree with that 100%, but I think that should be done behind closed doors.
Well, then why hold a news conference? Eric, thanks for checking in. Let's try somebody a little bit. Let's try Bob in Kalamazoo next. Why am I doing this? You're sitting over there.
Go ahead.
Sorry, you asked me to take the first one, and all of a sudden I'm white knuckling the wheel here.
Yeah, you're hot. You're bothered. So I just so wanted to be sure you could steer it where you went. The thing that I said before the press conference, I still feel now like that wasn't a good press conference. That left us with still plenty of questions unanswered. I just didn't expect much. He didn't seem like a guy who was able to or willing to open up. I am agreeing with you that I would have asked more root cause questions to see if he would have been willing to address them. I'm just saying by how buttoned up he was on all of the other ones, I would have been shocked if he would have been divulging of big things that he's learned in therapy.
That may be, but he had a reputation of tipping a few beverages, and
correct,
there was alcohol involved in one of the assaults. How can that not be asked? Was your relationship with alcohol at the root of this? What is your relationship with alcohol? Is that part of your weekly counseling?
Bob in Kalamazoo's on the score. Thank you for calling, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Bob.
Hi. I have a question and a comment. The question is, how many reporters are at a conference like that?
I'm going to speculate 20.
I'll say less because it's in
10?
It's in Arizona early in spring.
Yeah, Dan Rohn's probably golfing.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I mean, I heard, who was there? I mean, I think Kerry Muscat was there. I know
Gonzo.
Bruce was on. Gonzo was there. Jesse Rogers was there. Sahadev was there.
I didn't hear Jesse's voice once. I just know he's out there. Okay.
So I mean, just taking notes. I don't know. I know he's in Arizona. I'm talking. I guess you're right. I don't know if he was at that press conference or asking questions. But I'm just talking about Cubs press that I know that is already in Arizona. Was the list of names that I was giving you? I was not marking each person who was asking a question.
And so, I see Jesse. And I see Bruce. Go ahead. Sorry, Bob. Sorry to Bogart your time.
Yeah, in comment to the guy that just called last, I do agree with the fact that. I don't know what Addison Russell would come out and say. It is something new. But the problem with the whole conference was clearly that the questions weren't asked. I don't know if you would come out and automatically volunteer that stuff. You would come out and say, okay, I'm here. Let's do something. And of course, you would be scripted. But the whole fault of the press conference lies on the lack of any kind of probative value of any of the questions. There was nothing.
You know, the thing is, Bob. Thank you for the call, Bob. You know, the thing is, I bet you that the Cubs were pleased with how that press conference went.
Yeah, it didn't go deep.
Right. You know, yeah. he stuck to the talking points.
Skim the bugs off the top of the pool. Don't worry about vacuuming it. We'll get to that later.
But like you said earlier,
like they were busy.
Grading a press conference, ultimately, the words only matter so much. It's the actions that matter. He's in a relationship with another woman right now. He has multiple kids from multiple different women. He's been in the He's now been subject to a suspension from the domestic violence program. Is he going to be a repeat offender? Is something going to happen in this relationship? Will he end up being banned from the sport? Also, will he continue to provide financial support adequately to the mother of his children? Like there's a lot of much bigger issues, obviously, than how he handles 20 minutes of questioning. Let's see here. In Libertyville, we've got Steve on the score. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Hey, guys, listen, I really love your show. I kind of switched off the other station, came on to you guys.
Attaboy.
I'm glad you're proud of me, but you know what? It's about HIPAA laws. There's certain things that he cannot discuss, and I would not expect him to talk about those things. Even if they would have asked the question, he would have found a way that he had to get around it. Because it's under HIPAA laws.
No, he's talking about himself. HIPAA laws preclude an employer from...
Stop. It's still stuff that's discussed in therapy. You cannot release that.
It's his news conference. He's talking about himself.
I understand that. But he's got to start dealing with this himself first.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with HIPAA laws.
Right, Steve, if I'm in therapy and I want to say on the radio what I talked about in therapy, I can.
Okay, well, I'll disagree with you, but I'll leave it.
Okay, all right. Take the wrong side of it then. Look, when I came back from 6 weeks, and I hate to make it about this, but it's the best example I can give. I chose to talk about why I was gone and why I wasn't healthy, and that involved sharing some incredibly personal things that I felt I owed to the people who have been lining up to listen to me over the years. The HIPAA laws? What are you talking about? HIPAA laws.
Bruce Levine is going to join us from after the commercial break.
Well,
we have WGN on in studio. There are lots of ambulances and fire trucks on the scene in Aurora. And Twitter, this is from Lexi Suter, who works at NBC Chicago. She has retweeted someone who says the Kendall County Fire Dispatch says Aurora Police is requesting as many ambulances as possible for an active shooter with many injuries. So it looks like we've got a really scary situation on our hands in Aurora, Illinois. So,
you know, you see Parkland and you see all of the places that have been victimized by this all these years now, going back to what,
I mean, you can go all the way back
Oklahoma
to
City.
Yeah, Columbine, yeah. If you want to talk about a mass shooting.
And, you know, with few exceptions, with Northern Illinois probably, NIU being the exception, it always seems like it's in another part of the world. This is in our backyard. This is going to affect people who listen to us all the time. It's going to affect people, you know, who those listeners know and love. This looks absolutely brutal.
Yeah, no reports yet on injuries or fatalities, but there is a heavy law enforcement presence on the scene in Aurora. So we will continue to update you as we get. Obviously, we don't want to pass along anything that isn't true. So we're, but just it is fact that those calls have been made over the police scanner, and there is an active shooter or reports of an active shooter in Aurora, Illinois. So we're juggling a lot of things here, but we'll keep you updated on that as we go. Bruce Levine from Arizona coming up, and more of your reaction also on The Score.
Who's your favorite rock star? You're Prince.
Bruce
Levine.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now. That is absolutely the slickest way you have ever
had. 670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I would swim the Mississippi River for you.
Well, you don't have to go that far. Mark Twain said the same thing, you know, back when...
about you?
Yeah, when I first started covering baseball. Yeah.
Covering the Cubs and Sox for over 30 years.
Deep left field. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Go on, Moncada, with another triple.
Bruce Levine with McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
Bottom of the hour on The Score, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for matchups with Minnesota and Ohio State. Purchase tickets now at nusports.com.
Oh, I love Bruce's Open. I always enjoy a little dose of those wacky Aussies. Oh, man, that's fun stuff.
Bruce, we listened to the Addison Russell press conference live. It was lacking in details, to say the least. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a well-rehearsed thing by Russell. He said it was one of the more difficult things to do. I thought one of the more telling things, guys, was the fact that he said he never had to talk to the media in this way. So you can read that a lot of different ways. But
that's true. You know, when the media are talking about baseball, their questions are much deeper.
You're right. I mean, look, did everybody do a great job of asking questions, including myself? Probably not. I don't know. What are some of the questions that went unanswered that you
Bruce, I would have loved to have known what is at the root of his anger. And you started to go down the road of his childhood, and I think that's appropriate because you're right. We are products of what we learned when we were very young. I would have loved to have learned what his relationship was and is with alcohol or other intoxicants. And I really wanted to know what the specifics were and remain with his relationship with Melissa Reedy and what he and his counselor specifically are talking about.
I think we were told in as nice a way as possible by Russell that he wasn't going to go down those avenues. There were a lot of generic questions. I think it was important that a lot of the female reporters that were there at the press conference asked a lot of questions. I thought that was important. But, you know, again, are we going to get anything out of this other than the fact that he is getting a second chance? He's happy to have a second chance. Does he deserve it or not? That's for Cub fans and baseball fans to figure out on their own when they were out there. And if he makes it past, as Theo said, the bottom of the second inning, where he has a long way to go to prove that he is a new man and he deserves another chance.
Bruce, the Cubs didn't impose on any parameters on the media, did they?
No, none whatsoever.
All right.
As a matter of fact, in the audience, along with the media people, were Theo Epstein, Joe Madden, Dennis Cullerton, who is the PR guy for Tom Ricketts, and a number of other front office people that were there. They wanted to see Addison, how he responded and how he acted. He seemed pretty sincere. I mean, you know, I've known this kid, you know, for the last 5 years, and you know, he was always approachable but short with people. You know, never expanded much. I saw a little bit of a different guy, that wants to embrace a new chance, embrace joy in his life, be good to the people around him. As to whether that turns out or not, we'll see down the road here.
Do you have any indication on how the Cubs thought Addison Russell did handling the questions?
No, it's a great question, and we'll probably get to talk to Joe and maybe Theo and some of the other people tomorrow. Right now, they left the room, and that's it for the clubhouse today. We're not able to go in and talk to any of the teammates about it either, other than the fact that he, you know, said on numerous, you know, occasions here during the press conference that he was happy to get this out of the way happy to ask for that new chance with his teammates as well.
Bruce, rewinding when we listened to Theo Epstein speak last week, we heard him. I remember specifics that he mentioned Addison's weekly counseling visits being two or three times per week. And just a half an hour or so ago, Russell says, I'm talking to my counselor weekly. I just talked to him yesterday. I think what I'll be interested to see followed up is if those conversations with mental health professionals persist. And because it was something that, Carlos Zambrano didn't take too seriously with anger management. Completely different issue, but it was almost like he woke up one morning and said, I'm cured, praise God. You're never cured when the devil walks right inside. You got to stay after it. It's a lifetime ongoing process, and I hope that's been communicated to Russell and his people because it's factual.
You know, it's a great thing now, Dan, in our world that people all over embrace the idea of people that have mental health help, and that it's a good thing, and that you're not crazy, that you're not nuts, that you're not, you know, a known disease. You are just a person that needs somebody to talk to and help you with your problems, and that's a good thing in our society today.
Bruce, what did you think you learned from the press conference, if anything?
I learned that I think that he, by looking in his eyes, that he realizes this is a last chance for him to get it right, and that it's not just baseball, but it's life that he has a chance to be different in, and treating, you know, bringing up his wife's name on numerous occasions, saying that he's owning this, saying that he won't make excuses. He said that time and time again. I know it was practice, and okay, we understand that he's not a trained professional when it comes to talking to people. But from the perspective of that, he wants to make it right with her. He has three children, or two and one on the way, I'm not sure. But he wants to be a loving person, a responsible person to all the people in his life. I think that came through to me, but maybe not everybody else, because you don't get to talk to the guy every day, and you don't get to see reflection in his eye when he talks. But I think that he means it, and that he's going to try hard to be a good person and earn what's been given to him now, another chance.
Yeah, I think how it came across to a lot of us listening was it was tough to judge the sincerity, and it seemed like a lack thereof just because of how scripted it was. And obviously the actions are going to matter a lot more than the words.
Danny, he's a monotone guy. I'm not making any excuses. You're 100% right. You guys, your perception is better because maybe I'm around him too much, but I can tell you he's a very monotone guy, not a public speaker. And again, he's going to have to earn it. He's going to have to show by his actions that he meant what he said here. A lot of people will not accept this and are not happy about it, and that's fine. There's no reason to. He has to go out there and prove it. He's got a long way to go. The baseball part of it will come or go. I think when Jesse asked him about, you know, whether he thought it was his last time as a Cub, he hesitated and he said, yeah, he hoped that wasn't the case. But you know, when I asked him about baseball, he said, you know, baseball will come. I have other things to do. So he wasn't gonna use the problems that he's had for his poor record on the field the last couple of years, especially on offense.
Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate the time.
Bruce, look forward to seeing you very, very soon. Just a couple of weeks. Sushi on me, mister.
All right, sir. March 2nd, I think it is. I'll see you guys.
We'll be there.
See you soon, bud.
That's Bruce Levine with us from Sloan Park in Arizona.
I love having sushi with Bruce.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never dined with Bruce
Levine.
Our
place in Scottsdale, though, folded up shop a few years ago. There's one more Blue Wasabi restaurant in the Phoenix area, but it's about a 45-minute hike from where we're staying. It used to be right down the road in Scottsdale, walking distance, where you might bump into a drunk Vinny Del Negro, Steve Kerr, and Jim McMahon after they left a golf tournament and want to just keep bending them until closing time.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself picking up all those names you just dropped.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, that was a three-pack, wasn't it?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Man, my goodness
right.
gracious.
Vinny Del Negro.
Get him out of here.
Get Jimmy Mack against Steve Kerr. Stuck in the middle with you.
What'd you think of Bruce's explanation?
He admitted they weren't at their best as medium.
Yes, he did. Yes. Yes, he did. I think that Addison Russell,
he lacked
a willingness to share details, and then that, I think, stopped them from pursuing some details.
Yes.
Is how I would characterize that.
You know, as a participant in them long, long time ago, I can remember feeling anxiousness and sensing anxiousness in the room over tough conferences like that, but you got to stay dialed in. It's not always as easy as it might appear, and I just thought there was a ton of stones that were unturned.
I agree.
Look, those are, you know, I am not crucifying Addison Russell. For those of you, there's just a handful of you, but what are you hearing? What I'm critical of are the questions he was asked. He can only answer what he's asked. And what I'm saying is those questions were not specific enough to really let us in to what is behind his aberrant behavior of yesteryear.
Well, and to be clear, there's been plenty of time where we have been critical of Addison Russell. You're just saying today's criticism is about the lack of questioning.
Yes, obviously, that's what upset me so much beyond what's reasonable with what's happening in the Northwest Burbs today, Western Burbs.
Yes. No follow-ups of confirmation that I'm comfortable passing along yet, but there are reports of SWAT teams responding to an active shooter in Aurora at the Henry Pratt Manufacturing what would you say that it's a complex. The place is huge. And, there's an active shooter reported. No details on any injuries, potential fatalities, or any knowledge of where the shooter is that, we can verify and pass along at this time. So we'll keep you updated on that. And, we still got way more to do, and we called it a fun Friday, right? We
still gonna try that. That's what it started as. Yeah.
We'll get there.
And
we'll get there. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score. It's Mac and Parkins on the Score on a big news day. Addison Russell spoke at Cubs camp. Colin Kaepernick withdrew his collusion lawsuit against the NFL. Mike Freeman, the NFL reporter and columnist for Bleacher Report, says that a number of NFL team officials are speculating to him that the NFL paid Kaepernick in the $60 to $80 million range.
Even exceeding Mike Florio's speculation earlier, which was 49.5.
That's where he set the over-under at $50 million for Colin Kaepernick. The NFLPA has released a statement saying that they're hopeful that Colin Kaepernick gets an opportunity to work again in the future in the NFL, and we are following the reports of an active shooter in Aurora with SWAT teams responding. There are conflicting reports about some of the details that have happened there. Multiple injuries, at least reported by multiple news outlets, but we're not going to go with any more details beyond that at this time. We said fun Friday. We also have the real Matt Foley coming on today at 4 o'clock because Chris Farley would have been 55 years old today. Kind of an odd day.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I was on the air when we learned of Chris Farley's
death. Were you really?
And I was a fan of his. It was in 97, if I remember correctly. And I was hurt. I was sad. And I was also mad at him. Addiction's an ugly thing. Self-doubt and self-loathing are ugly things. And some of the stuff that came out after his death, several years after his death, I don't know if you've ever seen the piece on his friendship with Mancow, pretty revealing about how dark it got for Chris near the end. Yeah, Feel Good Friday's on hold till next week. It appears, but we can laugh and we can play sound bites from Tommy Boy and other great Chris Farley moments.
We can.
He'll always be Tommy Callahan to me.
Me too. That's certainly my favorite Chris Farley role. But I remember, I think we were talking about it on the air, the Adam Sandler special that just came out on Netflix. If you were around... You have a small snippet of the Farley song. Okay, let's play this, and I'll make a comment on it.
On Saturday night, my man would always deliver. Whether he was the bumblebee girl or living in a van down by the river. He loved the Bears and he could dance at Chippendales with Swayze when they replaced his coffee with Folgers. He went crazy. The sexiest gap girl and meatloaf in the band. Without him, there'd be no lunch lady in lunch lady land. The more I'm thinking about my boy Chris.
for me.
It is an absolute must-watch. And even if you don't have Netflix, it's now on YouTube. It's got millions of hits. It is hilarious, emotional, powerful. And there's a line in there where he talks about, you know, he would take a fifth of Jack Daniels to the face. And the line is something to the effect of, they would say, slow down, brother, or you're gonna end up like Belushi and John Candy. Mm-hmm. But he said, That's all right with me. It's just fine and dandy. Like, those guys are my heroes. That's just fine and dandy. So he knew what he was doing, and then he'd still show up to mass, and he was chasing the relationship with his father, and he was the tortured artist who was religious and brought up Catholic, but loved to be funny and knew that he was doing something destructive. But because his comedy heroes were John Candy and John Belushi, he never really felt, even though he went to rehab multiple times, according to the song and some of the stories from Sandler, that even if that was the path, he had been confronted with that many times, and he wasn't scared of it.
Yeah, that's sad in and of itself. It's resignation. Yeah.
But yeah. I'll retweet it on my Twitter account at Danny Parkins. It is a talk about a guy who is just like going through it, and what Chris Farley would be today. If he would have lived through it, we can spend more time on that later as we go. But just
if he would have made it to today,
that's what I'm saying. Because I mean, right. a lot of those guys from that era, you know what I mean? Chevy Chase, you read those SNL, he did tons of blow. Dan Aykroyd, like lots of guys lived hard from that era. Some of them died, some of them didn't.
I don't remember if they did an autopsy on Chris Farley. I know they did toxicology, obviously. I don't know if they did an autopsy, but I got to suspect his heart was enlarged probably at least 15 to 20%, at least.
I don't know. I know it
was super high risk. Yes.
Cocaine and morphine, right?
It was coke. Yeah. Well, was it the speedball?
Yeah.
That's just what Belushi did if he had, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is coke and heroin? I don't know.
I believe cocaine and morphine for Farley.
I'm fortunate enough to say I've never done heroin. It doesn't seem to make any sense to me, because I did have a relationship with coke many years ago. Why you would do them simultaneously? It seems like you're pushing the up button and the down button at the same time, doesn't it? How does that make sense?
I mean, I don't think a lot of things with addiction make sense, but I
don't want to know. I don't ever want to know, but maybe someone can explain it to me.
I have no experience with it either, obviously. But that guy lived hard. Think of all the things that he accomplished, 33 years old, when he died. By the way, the segment brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for matchups with Minnesota and Ohio State. Purchase tickets at nusports.com. One of my favorite empty calorie sporting events kicks off this weekend. We can have some fun with that coming up, too, on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.